911, what's your emergency?
Ma'am, this is Carl Everett. I live out on Long Mile Road.
Uh-huh.
And I just came home. My wife and I have been up to a little meeting at the bank.
Right.
And my son was here eating his dinner. And I just got home about 10 minutes ago and the phone was ringing because I called for him earlier to check on him.
Right.
And I come through the door and the phone's ringing. And he's not here. And I answer the phone and the son sounds like a lady on the other end. Telling me that they're kidnapped my son and they want $500,000 ransom money.
Okay, sir. What's the address there?
431 Pine Springs Court.
Okay, and you just got the call?
Just 5 minutes ago.
Okay, well, stay on the line. Let me let you talk to the sheriff, okay? Just stay on the line. I'm going to transfer you over there. Sheriff's Department.
Yes, ma'am. This is Carl Everett out on Long Mile Road.
Mm-hmm.
431 Pine Springs Court.
Mm-hmm.
Just came in. My wife and I been up to a business meeting, and when I walk in, the phone was ringing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I came in 20 minutes ago or 30 minutes ago.
Yes.
And it was someone on the other line saying they kidnapped my son.
Okay.
And they're demanding $500,000, and they're going to call me in the morning at 8 o'clock if I want to see him alive and well again.
How old is your son?
He'll soon be 13.
Okay, where did you last see your son?
Here at my house when I left and my wife didn't leave here until after the storm and I went through earlier, like at 8 o'clock.
I want you to think real hard and try to tell me what your son was wearing last time you saw him.
Well, my wife is behind me in her car. She's not here yet, and she saw him last. She picked him up from school and brought him home and that kind of stuff.
What's your son's name?
His name is McKay, M-C-K-A-Y, Everett, E-V-E-R-E-T-T.
When is the last time you and your wife saw him?
At 8 o'clock, right before. I was up at Nations Bank building uptown where my office is at.
Okay.
And she came up at 8 o'clock and left from here eating his dinner and doing his homework. And then we were going to be back here about 10.
Does it look like someone has broken into your house?
Well, when I got here, the back door was open. And he normally never opens the door for anyone when we're not here.
What does your house look like?
It's a two-story brick with green shutters on the front of it. It's on the corner of, if you come out Long Mile Road, 2.2 miles from the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Take a right on Pine Springs, on Long Mile Court, Take the next right on Pine Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And the next right on Pine Springs Court, and I'm the first house on the left.
Okay, what kind of cars do you have outside?
Ma'am?
What kind of cars do you have outside?
I've got a green Chevrolet pickup truck, and my wife's got a white Cadillac.
Okay, do you think you know who that might have been on the phone? Did it sound like an older person?
No, it wasn't an older person. It kind of had a raspy-type voice, and it was female. And,
she sounded like she was in her 20s?
Probably 20s, early 30s, something like that. Tell me if I did I value my son's life? I said, well, yes, very much. That's the reason I'm home right now trying to check on him and make sure he ate his dinner and that kind of stuff. And she said, well, we have your son.
Okay. So what does your son look like?
He's about 5'1", weighs 100 pounds, short hair on sides, with like real medium hair on top, very clean cut.
Blonde hair?
Kind of sandy brown. He wears braces. He's got blue rubber bands on. Real slender build.
Where's your wife at now?
She's at the Village Inn restaurant drinking. Well, she should be here by now, but they were drinking coffee up there with some other people that were at their meeting tonight.
Okay.
And I was there too, and I kept calling a while ago trying to get him on the phone, and I thought with the weather we might have had electricity go out, so I just came on home and left them up there to come check on him. And I get here and the back door standing open about 8 inches to a foot, you know, it wasn't shut good.
Okay. Well, we have several officers on the way to your house, okay? If you think of anything else before our officers get there, call us back, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
What is your emergency?
Man, this is Carl Everett again. I called a little bit about my son.
Okay, I didn't take your call. What?
Well, they turned me over to the sheriff's department about a kidnapping.
Uh-huh.
And my next door neighbor has come over, and he told me a little bit earlier there was a car that sped up in my driveway while he was putting his trash out.
Uh-huh.
And it backed out of the driveway and almost backed over him. And it because he saw on the back side of it, it was from Crown Dealership, Crown Dodge or Crown something or another.
Okay, let me connect you to the non-emergency number one moment.
Yes, this is Carl Everett. I talked to you earlier about my son who's been kidnapped.
Yes, sir.
Well, my neighbor came over just now to let me know that he was putting his trash out earlier because my other neighbor called him.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a car that came driving up in my driveway. And it backed out real fast. Matter of fact, almost backed over him because he read on the back side of it, it said Crown something, like Crown Dodge Dealership or Crown Dealership or something like that. And it could have been, he doesn't know the make or brand, but it could be one, you know, Plymouth or a Dodge. He thinks it's a four-door and some kind of a dark color. But the sheriff's department hadn't arrived yet, ma'am.
Okay, what time was that?
You know what time it was, Bill?
About
9 o'clock.
Okay, there is a sergeant and a deputy on the way to your house right now.
Okay.
It's possible that they were just far away from your house.
Okay.
At the time. So we will definitely pass some information on it. If you could you turn your lights on outside so we can find your house?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.